100.9 WIFM. It's time now for the Elkin Valley Trails Association report brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Take it away, my friend.
Hey, Joel. How are you doing? Thanks for slipping me in. I'm sorry I was a little late today. Lots of just constant activity going on with the Elkin Valley Trails. First of all, on the Greenway, the E&A Rail Trail downtown that many of you have walked, and I hope many more of you will walk. Appreciate anytime you see any trash out there, pick it up. If it blows off or debris, pick it up and bring it back out. Adam has conveniently left trash cans three places along the trail, so if you see any trash, pick it up and toss it away. We got a lot of thanks to go out to the Yadkin Valley Community School. They had 17 kids, three teachers, and about six Elkin Valley Trails leaders not too long ago, a few weeks back, to put in a native species garden at the entrance to the Jandiamans Native Species Wildflower Meadow. And the kids put in, thanks to Kevin Campbell and Campbell's Nursery, put in some native species, and Joe Mickey, native species on both sides of the trail there. They should be blooming and coming up pretty soon. We'll keep that area nice and clean. Also, thanks to the Yadkin Valley Garden Club. They had a big group of adults. These are adults, full-grown adults, out there in the Native Species Trail. I think they planted between 60 and 80 plants that Joe Mickey had gotten for them, and that's going to really beautify that area. They're great for the wildflowers, insects and birds out there. They also put up new bird boxes. They put up new bee boxes and bat boxes. So it's a really active growing area. We're trying to stick with native species wherever possible. Also, we've got another group, the Bridges School, led by their teachers and Adam Lowe in general, in particular, are going to take on sort of cleanliness and maintenance of the Carter Fall Trail that's under construction right now. They're going to use that for conservation projects, studying aquatic life, and school science projects, so that's going to be a lot of fun, so thanks so much to them. Also, a week and a half ago, the Boy Scouts of America, 37 scouts from Laurel District, out on the other side of what we call Crooked Creek. It's the first creek above the Elkin water intake, and they built a whole new trail. This will be a loop trail through, going over a bridge that Riley Lyles is working on with Will Gwynn and Kenneth Southard at Duke Energy, so it'll give folks a lot more places to walk, run, and ride their bicycles. Also, thanks to this weekend for Richard Moore and all the volunteers who put on the Yadkin Valley Tour de Vino during the wine festival. They started at 8 o'clock in the morning, had rides of 25, 50, 1,700 miles, and had a great time, basically. It was a great day for the wine festival, too, as everybody knows. We also had a few mountain to sea trail through hikers. These people are walking 1,150 miles. If they come from the east, they're still about 350 miles from the end when they come to Elkin. Thanks to Suzanne Puckett, Joe Hicks, Cynthia Bean, and a lot of other people for helping those hikers as they pass through, sometimes taking them out to eat, finding a place to sleep, and getting whatever kind of gear they might need, food or clothing. How are we doing for time?
We got about 30 seconds.
Okay. So we're working to improve the phase two of the mountain bike course called Iron Falls, putting in two 30-foot bridges there to make it more fun and just a little bit easier, and then we'll move on to phase three for a more challenging course. Thanks to Adam McComb putting in a grant for a 75-foot bridge at the end of our current trail in town. Thanks to Explore Elkin for joining, and EVTA for really, we've joined in partnership with them for North Carolina Trail Days, May the 30th. June 1st and 2nd should be a great big event next year, 2019, and hope people will join us and check us out on the Facebook and our website. And got a lot of new things coming with the state along the Elkin Greenway and the E&A Rail Trail. So that's what's going on right now.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks again.
All right.
Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report. Thanks, my friend.
Okay. Thanks.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give
Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringerman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.